VOA News. President Trump has issued a strong warning to Iran. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It was a tweet in all caps. Never ever threaten the United States again, or you will suffer consequences, the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. That was after Iran's president said America must understand well war with Iran is the mother of all wars. Is the president looking to incite war with Tehran?
If anybody is inciting anything, I'll look no further than to Iran.
Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders then issued a statement from National Security Advisor John Bolton, who said the president has told him if Iran does anything at all to the negative, it will pay a price like few countries have ever paid before. Sagar Magani at the White House.
On Monday afternoon, President Trump told a reporter he is, quote, not at all worried. His tweet Sunday night will provoke Iran. Mr. Trump also said Monday that contrary to media reports, he is, quote, very happy with the pace of ongoing negotiations with North Korea to end its nuclear weapons program. On Twitter, he noted that a rocket has not been launched by North Korea in 9 months. Likewise, no nuclear tests. Japan is happy, all of Asia is happy, but the fake news is saying, without ever asking me, always anonymous sources, that I am angry because it is not going fast enough. Wrong. Very happy. Several news outlets have reported in recent days that behind the scenes at the White House, Trump has voiced his displeasure to aides at the pace of talks in pushing North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program. President Trump is said to be considering taking away the security clearances of 6 former top intelligence and law enforcement officials because of their criticism of him. This is VOA News. Police in Toronto are looking for video and photographs from people and businesses in the area where, on Sunday night, a man armed with a handgun shot and killed 2 people. He shot 12 others. The 2 dead were 18 and 10 years old. The shooting happened in the city's Greektown neighborhood. The attack ended when the 29-year-old shooter was killed in an exchange of gunfire with police. Mayor John Tory said there are far too many people carrying guns in his city.
We need to discuss, why does anyone in this city need to have a gun at all? And I know even answering that question won't fully eliminate tragedies like this, but even if we can prevent one of these incidents, then in my view, it is a discussion worth having.
Police Chief Mark Saunders said the shooting was not random. He said he has not ruled out terrorism. The Democratic Republic of Congo will likely announce the end of the Ebola outbreak this week. Correspondent Mohamed Youssef reports for VOA.
If no more cases are found, the Congolese Health Ministry will declare the country Ebola-free this Wednesday. The recent outbreak in the northwestern DRC killed 32 people. Another 21 people were infected but survived. Those numbers are small compared to the 2014 Ebola outbreak in Guinea, Liberia and Sierra Leone. That outbreak of the virus affected more than 28,000 people and killed 11,000. Mohamed Youssef for VOA News, Nairobi.
A state legislator in the southern American state of Georgia is under fire after using a racial slur in a Showtime television series. Associated Press correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
A Georgia lawmaker is the latest public figure caught with his pants down by provocateur Sacha Baron Cohen, this time literally. In the Showtime series, Who is America?, Cohen played an Israeli military expert who tells Georgia Representative Jason Spencer to take part in what he was told was a counterterrorism video. In the segment, the state legislator exposes his bottom, yells a racial slur for black people, speaks with a mock Asian accent, and defends his failed plan to ban burkas in public. Georgia's House Speaker has called for Spencer to resign. In a statement, Spencer apologized for the episode but refused to step down. I'm Walter Ratliff.
A deadly heat wave that has gripped Japan since early July has sent temperatures in one city soaring to the highest ever recorded in the country. The Japan Meteorological Agency said Monday that temperatures in Kumagaya, which is just north of Tokyo, reached 41.1 degrees Celsius. As many as 77 people are believed to have died from the blistering heat that has settled over Japan. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.